brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is CNN. Closed captioning provided by Bell Atlantic, the heart of closed caption communication.
I gotta practice my James Earl Jones. I don't do that very often. Now that I'm getting off into it.
Autobots.
I have to get arrogant and think of myself as John Wayne to do it. Autobots, transform and roll out. All right, here we go. I'm going to stop screwing around. I apologize. Really serious subjects today. I went off in the goofball zone. I apologize. Let's go ahead and talk to David in California, talking about the Obama dictatorship and solutions. Go ahead.
General Alex, Private David requests permission to share 8 motivational words from a fallen patriot and submit a battle plan for your approval.
Sure.
Okay. The words are, if you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Those came from a man who passed away a few years ago of pancreatic cancer from Los Angeles by the name of Kerry Anderson. He was a great man. He was a patriot. Okay.
If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention.
That's right. You put those, you get mad and it motivates you, okay? Now we're motivated. So we need to take this battle to the enemy. We need to make phone calls 24 hours a day. Anytime you get near a phone, call Congress. Tell them you're sick of the homeless Americans out here because the illegal aliens stole their job. Tell them how cold it is out there at night. At 2 o'clock in the morning, they have answering machines. Bombard them with phone calls 24-7. Call my congressman. Call your congressman. All he wants is zip code. Look it up. Just do it. Call them. That's number one in the battle plan. Number two, we need to go to Gun Owners of America. They've got free emails and stuff you can send through them. There's 2 sites, if I could give out their names. You can send faxes straight to Congress, millions and millions of faxes. You can go to capsweb.org, capsweb.org, send faxes about illegal immigration. Tell them you're sick of it. We want them all deported, whatever. And then go to numbersusa.com. Send faxes there, too. Okay, we can go on Craigslist, but in simple little things.
Well, I mean, even if you want open borders, which the big banks want, who are not our friends, to collapse all of our countries, they want to make it all a racial issue. It's not. I mean, for some it is on both sides, but the real issue for the globalists is breaking the country and getting everybody on welfare and getting them to vote, take our guns. You can't have Obama dictatorially outside of law legalize the illegals, as he's already doing. I mean, it is just unprecedented. I agree with you. I appreciate your call. We got to move quick to get to everybody. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for holding. Jerry in Georgia. Jerry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm an internet guy. We need to use the system against them. Tyrannies are paranoid. When I'm looking at I'm looking at 10, 20 Google articles about the guy that was searching for pressure cookers and the cops came and questioned him. Well, every time you're out, every time you're passing an internet cafe that's not your computer, a FedEx, a business center, and a hotel, do an innocent query, nothing illegal, just an innocent query. The NSA, what would they do if they had 10,000 of those queries come up?
Now listen, I don't want to poo-poo what you're saying. This is like jamming the NSA with everybody saying bombs, you know, president, you know, we launch operation on the 5th. They only raided that Florida house as PR to make it look like the family searched for pressure cookers. And so they went and raided, I think it was the Hispanic family's house. That's done to go, we are spying on you, but it's for your own good. They're spying on economic data. They're spying on their competition. They're spying on law enforcement agencies that aren't corrupt, that might find globalist operations. So I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying. I think when you're searching, you search liberty information, government drug dealing information, and then add it to other things like new microprocessor discovered or things like, you know, we're bringing the stuff in tomorrow at this place, because they do want to know about drugs, because they want to get drugs that, you know, that they don't control. They want to stop that to jack up prices. Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to tell you how to really mess them up, okay? Okay? Put in fake drug searches.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message.
Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we've had great callers today, but people really haven't told me why they think they're gearing up for total police state. Is it the financial collapse, war, domestic takeover? I mean, it's all of them. But what are you most concerned with? Because I really want to know what you think. This is what I think about all the time, and I'm not even here. Because the sense of urgency, everybody's feeling it, and I want to know what you think's going on. I want to play this FCC piece in a minute after we take these final calls, because it's so important, and it's really based on solutions. But look at the stories up on DrudgeReport.com right now. NSA collects 200 million text messages per day, untargeted global sweep. Remember, they said just a few months ago they never do that. Now it's all out in the open. They've been engineering for over a decade chips in all your computers they can remote access when the thing's off, okay? Through walls with air-separated computers where they're not hooked into the Internet, okay? I mean, it's like they've been able to act like God or something. It's so criminal. Here's another one. The New York City communist mayor says we need many more cameras. Yes, yes, always, always more. And now hackers can get into your refrigerator and your computer because of the wireless systems built into them, even when they're off. So there you go, folks. That's some of what's on Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, then up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Speaker Boehner severely criticized on Facebook for not moving to impeach Obama. That's a great headline, but, you know, how about conservative backlash against Boehner for not impeaching Obama? But it's good. That needs to go viral. Just went up. We need to tweet that out at Real Alex Jones. Also, this did just get tweeted out. I forgot earlier. Viral meme. Obama has his pen and his iPhone. And it just shows we've created our own meme off of Boner's meme where he's trying to act like he's fighting tyranny. But he's actually enabling and protecting Obama, and people are backlashing over the fact that he's just playing politics. Well, we've created our own. President Obama has his pen and his phone. We have the Constitution. And we have George Washington, by the way, not Boehner. Boehner's trying to act like a leader. George Washington wouldn't compromise like he's done. You can say what you want about George Washington. When he said he stood for something, that's what he did. So that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. You can retweet it, that article and those memes at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Jerry, I hate to, you know, tell callers that, well, that's not the best idea. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but NSA has responded last year going, hey, when you guys bomb the internet with bomb this, bomb that, we have systems that know that and histories and connections that it's not an issue. Well, that's another fraud. They're not looking for the term bomb. They pray all day for a real bomber so they don't have to stage it. Okay? I mean, 9 times out of 10 they're staging it, and that's conservative. I'd say more like 19 times out of 20 they're staging it or finding a mentally ill person to wind up. I told you this forever ago. It's now all public via Snowden and government admissions. They are spying on non-Fortune 500 companies to steal their data. They're spying on American companies to shut down America while acting like they do it to help America. They're spying on small businesses and Congress and legislators and preachers and people to have a database to blackmail them. They're planting internet data on people to blackmail them. I mean, nobody's talking about that, that they can fake fingerprints, DNA, internet searches. They do it all the time. I mean, their favorite thing at the Pentagon is to plant child porn. That's come out on tens of thousands of computers every few months. And then come in and go, we found this on your computer, but it's okay. Just do what we say, and we won't take you to jail. And you're like, well, everybody in the department has this. I didn't. Yeah, right. Listen, we're going to let you get a national security waiver on this. There just may be a favor down the road, and they're compromised. Instead of going, no, I'm going to fight this. You planted that on my computer. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. We don't do anything like that. I mean, just stop being naive, people. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it now. So what you do is you go online and you say, which I don't recommend you do. The caller's right that I would not do this on your own personal computer unless you're like me and you don't care. You know, on air doing it, showing people, because they'll try to set you up, put you in a database. But if everybody does it, there's too many people to stop them. I wouldn't do it from your own computer. But if you were walking along at a hotel that you're not even part of and the computer's on, you go to the Apple store, just start, you know, typing in whatever you want in there. And as long as you're not calling for action, you just say, like, the packages will be delivered at 3rd and Liberty tomorrow. I think they'll enjoy it. Or, you know, stuff like that. They're going to think, that's drugs we're not getting a piece of. Let's set that up, take it, and sell it ourselves. You know, I mean, you're going to run into the real system there. The grassroots police aren't corrupt on average. But above them, they're completely corrupt, and they've got naive good guys beneath them that are totally ignorant about what's going on, who can never admit what's going on right above them. A la Serpico is the exception. And there are many exceptions, but this is how it works. I mean, if you want to really get them, just say, you know, at your university computer that you log into, just say, I can't believe it. They achieved cold fusion today, but the professor says don't tell anyone. There's going to be a team of guys in black suits showing up in 3 hours. I mean, to shut it down. You talk about, I can't believe it. You know, we've come up with this new paperclip design that no one's going to believe. You're going to be robbed. Maybe shot in the head. Because that's valuable. And then that's intelled out to the major aggregators, okay, who literally data mine our brains and then feed it into their artificial intelligence computers to create a forward-projecting future-predicting system that can actually control the future by augmented stimuli through the media complex and other social systems to be able to test control of the mass by understanding future movements. You can affect future movements, and this is the big secret of the NSA. But it's not to protect you from bombs. It's to stop the local police department from stopping your bomber on the morning of the CIA drill where you're going to set up the patsies at the Boston Marathon. Okay, there's your answer. Does that answer your point there, Jerry, or do you agree with that?
No, I agree with that. I was just saying search for anything illegal but search for terms. But yeah, you're absolutely correct, Alex. And I also want to put in a quick plug and say search Catabout, the American Spring coming up, where the colonel and the general and the veterans are marching on Washington. And chat about that. Build it up. I mean, everybody should be posting about that and chatting about that.
Oh, yes. Oh, the generals march next week, or the people march on the target next week.
Well, talking about the American Spring, where they're actually going to do an Occupy Washington, D.C. next spring and build that up.
Well, I'll tell you something else you can do is you just keep talking about, you know, the word is spreading of the occupiers. You know, the military knows that the foreign powers have seized America, which has actually happened, and the military now knows. They recognize it. I mean, let me tell you, the globalists are in deep crap. No amount of blowing up schools and blaming it on us is going to help you murderers. I mean, it is. We are engaging them. We're not Germany, not knocking the Germans. We're not Russia. We're not China, folks. We have a history. And I'm telling you, it's not going to go well. There's a reason they poisoned our food and water to dumb us down, because they knew we were the number one enemy. That's why we're the most they have hit us hard, folks, with cultural death. And they beta tested it here, and now they're exporting it everywhere else. We're under a modern mind control system, but knowing is the answer to countering these people. We're going to skip this break and go to the bottom of the hour live here. Let's talk to Catherine in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, hi, how are you? I salute everything that you do. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
That's right. God bless you.
Okay. There is a war against natural law and physics. The case with Kelly Thomas yesterday and what you were just describing with Jakari Jackson dealing with the officer, they are above the laws of physics. The powers that be, they are literally trying to override reality and the laws of physics and create situations where if you're just giving them honest feedback by the crazy debt-based situations that they create, they can make a criminal out of you. I mean, that's what they're literally doing.
Just, well, no, that's like when the cops walk over and you're filming a demonstration or you're filming a wastewater plant on fluoride or whatever, and they walk over and go, why are you causing problems? And it's a total game. And you're like, I'm not causing problems. You just tried to control reality by stating that I'm causing a problem, peacefully exercising my First Amendment. It's you that's trying to violate our sacred rights that have been fought for and dearly paid for. And so many people stood the course and went through living hell so that we would have these basic freedoms. So how about you fight the good fight? And I'm telling you, most cops go, yeah, I know. I've been told to do this. Will you just do me a favor? And I'll say, look, I don't want to argue with you, and I don't want to get in the way of what you're doing, but you know this is wrong. So you're going to have to arrest me if that's what you want to do. I'm not challenging you. This is not a pissing contest. That's what I tell cops on video. Do you want your kids growing up in the country like this? And they'll always go, no, I don't, and just walk off. Because most cops are not bad. I mean, it's like, you're telling me I can't, in a sports jacket with a flagged mic, sit her on a sidewalk from 200 yards away and film a power plant? No. No. I mean, it's one thing. One time I got out and filmed a chemical plant coming back from Corpus Christi with my family fishing because I wanted a cutaway for the news. We'd have a shot of it wasn't a power plant. It was an oil refinery. And, man, state police car shot out from about a quarter mile away down this road. I saw it coming. I said, that's coming for me to see why I'm filming this, as if terrorists wouldn't look at Google Earth or drive by with a hidden camera. It's just ridiculous. But the point is, shoots up behind me, gets my plate to run it through their suspicious activity database, but goes by me. Okay, you want to put me in your fake database and act like there's real terrorists and all this? Fine. Okay, and there are some real crazies out there. That's what you do. You run the plate of the people. You pull up, see who they are if you really think there's terrorists. You don't say, stop filming. Give me a break. It's all make-believe. It's total make-believe. Good point, ma'am. Go ahead.
So the people really need to reflect back to the powers that be, authority, cops, whoever, that it's them. They are not above the laws of physics, like they try to think they are, overriding the laws of physics. I was able to actually fit my whole yoga practice in while I was on hold because that's what we need to do. We need to bring the mind back to reality where it belongs, and not, you know, the, you know, people just making up whatever rules they want in their head that's completely disconnected from reality. And if I could just plug really quickly, this weekend out in Long Island, they're having the Save Long Island Forum out in Hopock, where Bill Still, G. Edward Griffin, Charlotte Iserby, I believe one of your guys is going to be there also. Adam Kokesh is going to be speaking there.
Yeah, well, let's just be clear, he's not one of my guys, but we do support what he's done. But very exciting. God bless you, ma'am. Let's talk to, I just don't want to be all the time, I'll have a guest on, and then everything they ever do in the media is Alex Jones reporter, or people will do an InfoWars report and then say they're an InfoWars reporter. And I'm not distancing myself from Adam Kokesh, just he's him, I'm me. That, the only reason I threw that out. God bless you, ma'am. Simon in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the nukes that were going missing out in that West Texas plant. And I mean, if people take the time to step back and actually look at the picture of the whole rather than focus on one thing, and, you know, I'm preaching the choir to you, but for some of your listeners out there, I think they get focused on one certain thing that they forget to look at it as a whole. If you actually take a step back and look at it, this thing as a whole, you can kind of see everything is converging. You take the nukes, and then the generals go. Now you have these officers that, you know, it's more likely that most of these officers have a conscience that wouldn't hit that button. Or then you look at the government buying all those tablets. You know, there's, and how all of us as a collective, you know, I'm not talking the mass majority, you know, the
football. No, that's right. Even intelligence, you stand back and look at the big picture, it looks like an oncoming train against freedom.
And it's just, I think people get so focused. I'm not necessarily talking about your viewers or something, but I think that's what people need to pay attention to. You look at, you know, in the Bible and the Christian, you know, I'm a Christian, that you look at the end book, the Revelation, and you look at what's happening. You see, well, okay, I could see that happening because all this is happening because, well, this is the end game and this is what it's going to take to get there. But anyway, with all those tablets they've bought, man, how the majority of us the listeners and stuff, and I know you feel it, that gut feeling that the storm is coming. We just don't know when or what or from what angle, but we know it's out there. We all feel it. It's almost a feeling we can't describe, and I think it's almost a God-given gift. But that's all I had. Sorry.
No, I hear you. I've never felt the feelings I've been feeling the last few months, and they're intensifying. I've never felt this feeling. You know, the closest thing to it is when some bully starts a fight with you, and they go ahead and get a shot in and hit you, and then your brain turns on. You decide to do what you got to do. I mean, it's more of like we're in a fight. The storm's actually here. They're taking down liberty. They're targeting good people. Bad guys are in control. Sixth sense. Get ready. You're in danger. And it's danger. Danger. Will Robinson. And the storm's already here. It's just the deeper, more hardcore levels of it are about to hit. And it's going to happen in cascades, and just God help us. I appreciate your call. Great point, sir. You know, I'm almost out of time, and I've got a few other news articles I want to hit. I never mentioned this today. It's up on InfoWars.com. It is a huge story. Obama-backed Mexican troops disarm and massacre more civilians. Citizens in Mexico are getting guns in the U.S. The vigilantes who defend themselves. Semi-autos. The cartels and the military are getting their favorite things, German stuff flown in by the big banks on jet aircraft. That's been in Bloomberg. And the people are fighting back. And the one thing the Mexican army will do is, if a town stands up to the drug cartels that the Mexican army's with, like Sinaloa and others that have come out and run by the U.S. government and the Mexican government, they will come in and massacre the people. It is our government ordering the military and the paramilitaries to kill innocent people. Obama-backed Mexican troops disarm and massacre more civilians. The Obama administration-backed Mexican troops opened fire this week on a group of civilians seeking to keep their weapons and rein in ruthless government-linked drug cartels, which have terrorized their communities. You've heard about these vigilantes bringing order back? Nope. In the state of, and I always pronounce this wrong, Michoacan. The attack sparked a international outcry on behalf of the citizens who have suffered nonstop brutality at the hands of both government officials and cynical criminal cartels, syndicates. News reports, some of which conflict with each other, suggest that around a dozen people were shot and at least four were killed in a massacre, including an 11-year-old girl. A Mexican paper reported that a dozen civilians died in the clash. This is unbelievable. And you'll see these guys that will have like a single-shot 12-gauge that's like 50 years old, and they'll be fighting off people. I mean, it's just, and they're just enslaving the women, making them go into the sex trade. The Mexican government is just a demonic. Now, this video is so important because it illustrates how to take action. And I suggest everyone go to InfoWars.com and watch it. It's video Obama's FCC had confronted over cell phone radiation. I'm going to tweet this out at Real Alex Jones, too. I don't think it was tweeted. And it shows people talking about brain tumors increasing. They go in to confront the FCC head who says, we're looking at acceptable levels that we think are safe. Hands down, cell phones up against your head in one spot literally cooks your DNA. Now, if you got it on hands-free and keep it away from you, every length out from the size of the microwave transmitter is what engineers describe, it lessens by half the power. So even if it's 2 feet away, massive difference, still very bad for you. We're bombarded with this. Cancer's going off the charts. They knew this, and they're upping the power of these phones. Okay, so just understand that. I 99% of the time talk with a wire. And still some of it conduits up from that. It's not perfect. Only use them when you have to. I'm in a war, so I work when I'm driving, fighting the globalist. I do not do a bunch of socializing or BSing on the phone. I make quick phone calls and I'm done most of the time. But I know I'm killing myself to live doing that, using it as a military application. Okay? Don't give them to your kids. Stay away from them. Get the wireless off in your house. It's not a game. Let's go to part of this clip that's been put out by the citizens groups exposing wireless pollution. And, I mean, they just filled up the room and kept asking questions at this event. Here it is.
Tom, how many people have to die from brain cancer before the federal government puts warning labels on cell phones? How many young ladies have to die from breast cancer because there's no warnings and they don't know and they're keeping it in their bra? How many people have to get electro-hypersensitive from the smart grid and have to be driven from their communities? How many? How many does it take? A million? You enjoy buying your position from Obama? How much do you pay? A million? People dying? Nothing? Collateral damage? Collateral damage? How many people have to die?
Well, that guy's a great speaker. Ha, ha, ha. Let's see more and more stand up. Thanks for my husband's brain tumor and many others, Tom. Some of these are easier to hear.
Cancer, cancer, cancer. When did the FCC go to warn innocent children about getting brain tumors? This is a sophisticated, quiet holocaust we're exhibiting. How long are you going to experiment with people's lives without real safety standards in place? It's time. It's time you told the American public.
That guy's authoritative.
Wireless causes cancer, killing hundreds, and you're a fan. You don't give a damn.
Yes, he does. You delivered a $1 million bribe to the Obama administration, which led to your appointment. You represented the industry for 12 years, and that's all you're going to represent from here on out. You will not represent the public. You will only represent the corporations.
All right, the full video and people talking about their families dying of brain tumors and a surgeon saying, we're getting hundreds of these. Everybody comes in now, they got it at the same spot. The studies show it's the cell phone. I mean, Ted Kennedy died from it. It's a death sentence, folks. We've got to fight the good fight. Tomorrow on the show, I'm here, Lord willing. I take every day, you know, as it comes. I don't take any of this for granted, folks. I can't believe I'm still alive, quite frankly, with the globalists, all the stuff they're pulling. Thank you for your prayers. But I wanted to end going out with Fight the Good Fight from Triumph. And I tell you, you know, this song, I was never a fan of Triumph. I never really listened to them. But I've heard this song a few times, and it's beautiful lyrics. And it says it all, and it ends with, nothing is easy, nothing good is free, but I can tell you where to start. Take a look inside your heart. There's an answer in your heart. And it's just very, very beautiful and very, very simple, and it's the most fulfilling thing out there. So we'll go out with this, and I'm sorry to other folks we don't have time to get to. Great job to everybody. I'll be back tomorrow.
Nothing is easy, nothing good is free, but I can tell you where to start. Yeah!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm, on the storm. Riders on the storm.
To this world we're born.
Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
Take a long holiday.
Take a long holiday.
Get out of the system.
Let your children play.
Stop caring what television tells you to do.
If you give this man a rise,
start realizing every message they're selling you is to screw you up psychologically so you'll accept evil. Because evil can't control the world if you're operating from anywhere near a quiet place of authority and goodness. Quiet strength. The secret place of the Most High. Look, so I've talked about Obama officially becoming a dictator, And this is the process. If he gets away with this, and if we don't make a huge issue out of it, and if Congress isn't forced, who's blackmailed and paid off and intimidated and ignorant, to really stand up against this now, Obama could actually try to stay in office. But because he himself is a puppet, they'll get more gas mileage out of a new puppet. The establishment won't let him. But here's the problem. When you create a centralized apex of power that's not distributed and that's not separated, it can be taken over by an internal coup. And I don't want a military coup in this country because those generally don't go well. It was led by patriots and they reinstated the Bill of Rights and Constitution and tried to dismantle the system and was honest about it and said, we've had a false foreign takeover. And then they, you know, tried to put the Speaker of the House in control. It still wouldn't go well because the Speaker of the House is controlled by the very same globalists and intimidated. That's why our system is in so much trouble. That's why the globalists are so incredibly ignorant of the danger that they've foisted the whole world into, because they think they're playing a 19th century coup d'etat by bureaucracy and by corporate interest. But that's not what's happening. They're actually destroying the entire infrastructure of checks and balances that has allowed a lot of wealth to be generated and produced and a lot of liberty to be maintained compared to other nations. Now, there is a lot to break down. There is a lot to cover here today, but what I'm getting at is this. Congress is telling Obama in almost every message they send him, we're not going to resist you. We are going to fully and totally empower you while only giving lip service rhetoric against you. And that tells you that when you see Homeland Security gearing up to crush domestic dissent, when you see the spy grids being rolled out publicly, when you see all the preparations for war being made, when you see the preparations for economic collapse and bank holidays and bail-ins and stealing your bank accounts and nationalizing your private pensions and cutting Social Security, all those preparations are being set up. And none of that will ever make the country solvent. This is a process we've been put into to be bankrupted and robbed towards total political control and centralization and domestication. They want you dependent. This is horrible slavery and bondage we're going into, consciously, premeditatedly focused. And I and Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and countless others who love liberty, and they all tend to be generally libertarians or constitutionalist, classical liberals, are fighting the authoritarians that call themselves liberals and the authoritarians that call themselves mainline Republicans. Whether it's World End Daily or Matt Drudge or even Glenn Beck, for that matter, it's good messages overall of what made this country great and of the fact that, hey, we didn't cause this calamity and this list of calamities and the cascade of crises that are coming and unfolding. We didn't cause this. All of us are somewhat guilty for not doing enough, not being virtuous enough, not being moral enough to stop it, the degeneration of society. But we're not consciously aiding and abetting this. And now we know it's happening, and we're going to do something and say something about it. That's all that matters. And then if you do say something and stand up, and if you try to be Andy Griffith in your area and really try to help your community and not Judge Dredd, we can begin to turn this society around.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices. Because what they suggest is that our brave and creative and unique experiment in self-rule is somehow just a sham.
That's enough. I mean, it is a sham. Obamacare is a sham. Shipping the jobs overseas is a sham, a scam. Everything now is a scam. And good people in government have basically given up. And good people in corporations have kind of given up. And there's this laissez-faire attitude about evil that is going to unleash hell on earth. And it does every time, by the way. But this isn't Rome. This isn't Babylon. This isn't ancient China. This isn't ancient Mesoamerica, where all they had was swords and spears to cause living hell. Now they've got nanotech, bioweapons, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, and other horrible things, and psychotronic and positronic and brainwashing and chemicals in the water. And, I mean, it is just a bunch of psychopaths turned loose with our resources and our technology in compartmentalized above government corporate reservations, playing God while they create hundreds. It's like 24 underground seed banks and over 100 DNA and RNA banks, and they're building giant underground bunkers and talking about how great it's going to be after the huge apocalypse that's coming, cataclysm. They're calling it that in all these shows and movies about how wonderful it's going to be. You're soon all going to die, and then a small elite will reemerge and create a utopia. Moonraker, Moonraker, Ian Fleming, MI6. Elysium doesn't mean it's all going to happen that way, but that's what they're shooting for. They go off to Elysium, but more technically underground, but they have the Elysium plan. Did you know all that's really a real plan? Look it up. The Ring Cities. We could already have all that, ladies and gentlemen, but they're not going to let you have that. 2001 Space Odyssey. Two men go into space. The robot, the technocracy, kills one of them. Then the transcendent man has to double-cross the machines and then be reincarnated as a god. That's the Illuminati dream. And that's what they really talk about at the highest levels, is how it's going to get down to just a few hundred of these people that are still alive and have merged with machines, and they're going to have some super battle with each other until the ultimate creature survives and becomes God. I mean, this is what Ray Kurzweil and all of them write about, and it's crazy. It is the ultimate selfishness, and I want to explain to everybody out there, they're doing it. They mean to try to complete this plan. And if you don't go research what I'm saying and find out it's true, you're nuts. You know, it's halfway driven me mad knowing all this information, but I've finally gone in through and beyond, and I'll go in through and beyond to the next level, but I've come in through and beyond to the next level of understanding, and I am at quasi-peace now. Because the knowledge of the enemy mind and of their plan is unbelievable. Let me tell you, when you really know this stuff for real, there ain't no going back. What does Neo get told by Morpheus in the Matrix? Morpheus says, someone cannot be told about the Matrix. You need to see it for yourself. Now listen, I'm not saying you're going to like this. All I'm offering is the truth. You take the blue pill, this ends, you go back to Wonderland. You take the red pill, and I'm going to take you down the real rabbit hole and show you how deep it goes. And by the way, I don't know how deep it goes. I'm far from being down the rat hole, very far. But I got to go down this rat hole to come out on the other side and find reality. And all I know is the people running the institution are the craziest amongst us. And here I am in a country with three children and my family, comfortable with tyranny. I mean, I still go to movies. I still go out to dinner. And I got to go to movies and go out to dinner. I've got to have some time off. I've got to try to get my head out of this sometimes, because it's unhealthy to only be focused on this, because you can't always be on the front lines of a war. And I don't blame anybody out there who's done nothing to fight this, because it's so big, you ask yourself, what can you do? but we're at that key juncture right now where they've brought the dictatorship out in the open. They're trying to sell it like it's no big deal. We have entered the most important time in human development and human history. Hold on 1 second. Hey, I'm going to break in 4 minutes. I'll call you back, okay? Thanks. That's an emergency call. I've been calling about 5 times. Now, continuing, we have a decision to make. We know where we're going. Are we going to continue on that path? And all we have to do is morally say no, spiritually say no, remove ourselves from the equation in our minds, and our body will begin to make choices, and our minds will continue to make choices in everyday life that will begin to dig us out of this, so that as the enemy mass projects its attack, we will build up to meet that attack, and then we'll be able to have a soft landing in this decadent cycle that we're entering the bottom of. We're entering the beginning of the end of a cycle. And if we make it through this cycle without blowing the earth up or killing everybody, humanity has really got some amazing things in front of us. And all that matters, if you really think about it, is not us individually. What matters is the group. Now, individualism is paramount and key, but that doesn't mean you're an individual and only care about yourself. It means you individually honor the individual, and we must fight this corporate globalist Borg, meaning that if we individually have to sacrifice ourselves for the whole of individuals, then we will do it. And in that understanding, in that decision, all the answers will flow forth from that, deciding which side we're on. And I know I get on the air now every day and just marvel that Obama is officially a dictator. By every historical benchmark, we've been in a depression for 5 years, a selective depression by every benchmark. We're in a health crisis by every benchmark. I was seeing numbers just the other day. Well, this morning I was doing research. I meant to send it to the guy so I'd have it. Where certain types of brain tumors on the side of the brain where people use the cell phones are just off the chart. Multi-thousand percentage point increases. And the system knew that with rats back in the 70s and studies that are published. They deployed technologies that are so easy, so convenient, that we all love, that literally kill us. A soft kill weapon. And I mean, that's just one example of thousands of the type of mindset we're dealing with what is at the bottom of the rat hole. Death, pure evil, liquid hate. And the animating spirit of this world, the animating spirit of wickedness. And it really does come down to a fight between good and evil. And I've got to get to all this news. The big issue is that Congress is ceding Obama power and is acquiescing to him on every demand on paper and in reality. They are putting out some rhetoric that they are against it because of the massive backlash. They want you to think that they're doing something about it. Here is an article. I retweeted this up on InfoWars, the Twitter for Real Alex Jones. And it says, President Obama has his pen and his phone. And it's an image of Obama at his desk in the Oval Office. And the next to it is John Boehner saying, we have the Constitution. The problem is, John Boehner is only doing that in symbol to make you think there's opposition. John Boehner, for whatever reason, hangs out with Obama constantly, plays golf with him. They're big buddies. And it's all a big sick joke to these two sycophants that are two narcissistic punks. You can look at both of them. They're not even dark generals. They're not even demonic, you know, high-level warriors of the New World Order. They are little frontmen, little preening, metrosexual punks. Obama hates America, hates freedom, hates the family, and is purely turned over to evil. I don't think Boehner is completely evil, but he's definitely a little sellout. And literally, you read the comments, no one in here is going along with Boehner on his Twitter out of thousands of shares and comments everyone's saying. What's taking so long for you to do something? Appoint a special committee to investigate Benghazi already. Impeach Eric Holder for lying to Congress about Fast and Furious. And prosecute those responsible for using the IRS to harass American citizens. All the way up to and including those in the White House. Do it now. Stand up for America. With all due respect, sir, the Constitution is apparently only as good as your willingness to uphold it. Quit acting like you're going to do anything remotely close to following your oath of office. This is the comments. Fear nothing will happen, and John Boehner is an enabler. When you take action to stop this dictator, then I will start to believe you. When he is impeached, then I might start to trust you. Until then, it's all blah, blah, blah. That's what every person I was reading. I can't find one person buying it, Boehner. We see you, you piece of trash. We see everything you do. And we're going to be here the entire time chronicling your crimes and letting everyone know who's behind the shutdown of this country and the world. And when we finally restore this republic, believe me, there's going to be a Nuremberg trial. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
If
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTA's Late News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Again, folks, I like to run that at least once a week, that Darren McBreen piece we put together, because it just illustrates just a snapshot of where we are as a society. Now, here's the issue. I want to open the phones up for the entire next hour and cover a lot of news in between. For folks to call in on two subjects and two subjects only, first-time callers, I want to hear from you on, A, what do you think we do about forcing Congress to stand up to the fact that the bureaucracy is turning the presidency into a dictatorship? Officially, what are ways to challenge that through grand juries, the states lining up against them, having state referendums to say they're not going to follow dictatorial edicts? I mean, this is lawlessness now, even against the Congress. This isn't even a federal state issue now. But if the Congress won't do it, what do we do? We've had constitutional lawyers on about that subject. And also, why is everybody on edge? Why is everybody saying they feel like something bad is going to happen? Everybody I've talked to, and I see people around the country, they say they feel the same thing. Is it the financial collapse? What is it that's coming? Is it war? China threatening to attack islands and invade and massing troops on the North Korean border? What do you think's coming up in this year of 2014? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're coming back in the second hour with a ton of news and your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.